it's time for Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill's Community Superstar of the Month, highlighting great local organizations that share Goldfish's commitment to the health and safety of our community. This week, we have, of course, our regular guest, Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. We also have Harmony Chavis, Director of Development at Table. So, first of all, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you. Glad
Thanks
to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. And since we have Harmony here from Table, we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm very familiar with as a former teacher, and that is food insecurity in the summertime. I wonder if we could start by talking a little bit about why it's a bigger deal in the summertime than other portions of the year, even though it's, you know, an ongoing issue in our community.
In the summertime, a lot of times kids are missing out on meals. So that could be breakfast or lunch, depending on the school. All of the kids that we serve are eligible for free or reduced lunch, which means that parents are now having to scrape together money to make more meals for their kids. In addition to that, we have also seen that SNAP benefits that were increased because of COVID ended in March of this year. That, coupled with inflation and the loss of meals at school, really puts parents and kids in a super, super tough spot.
It's the voice of Harmony Chavis, Director of Development at Table. She's here with Danelle Alex from Goldfish Swim School for our Community Superstar of the Month. And let's back up just a little bit. Danelle, how did you land on Table as a guest for the Superstar of the Month?
So we just really love the mission that Table does. You know, we work with kids every day. We don't know that side of it from our perspective, but we can imagine that, you know, it likely is an issue. And with us working with kids every day, we thought it would be a great opportunity to partner with Table and see how we can help.
Definitely a great organization. Love talking to Table. So Harmony, how many kids does Table serve approximately, and what programs do you have that get that food to kids?
We're serving over 850 kids per week. And we have a number of different programs. Our largest is Table at Home. So what used to be our backpack program, where we would send the bags of food to the school, we now are sending directly to the homes of kids. And that's our largest program. Our next program is called Marketplace. So you can kind of think of it like Instacart, where a select number of families are able to order exactly what they need. And then just like our Table at Home, it's delivered directly to them. And then another customizable program that we have is our Marketplace Pickup. So essentially, these people come in, they're able to shop the shelves that we have in our facility and pick up exactly what they need. And then we also have a nutrition education component. You can think of it kind of like a HelloFresh box. It comes with a recipe, all of the ingredients that you need, as well as a new cooking tool. And our families really enjoy cooking together and learning more about nutritious ways to cook different foods that they may not have been exposed to.
It's great. And I feel like in the newsroom, we've talked about Table is going to have a new home soon. Is that accurate?
Yes, we are so excited. I don't know if either of you have been to our current space, but it is tiny, just under 2,000 square feet. And trying to feed 850 kids in that space is really, really difficult. So we're going to be moving into a new space that's over 8,000 square feet. And it's going to provide things that are going to help us expand our services, namely walk-in refrigeration for our fresh food, storage for our non-perishables, a loading dock for deliveries, and a prep kitchen for our nutrition education with our kids and our families. So we are so excited. We actually only have $300,000 left to raise. So we are at the finish line and really, 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 really excited to get into this new space and serve even more kids than ever before, because the need just continues to grow.
Yeah, that's all those amenities that you just listed. You don't currently have those?
We don't. So
wow.
We have six residential refrigerators, just like the ones that you have at home. Not even the double doors ones, y'all. Like the one that's like the freezer is tiny on the top and then you've got the fridge at the bottom. We don't have a loading dock, which makes it really difficult. We've got people, you know, carrying things in on pallets, and it can be difficult. And without the refrigeration, we're not able to do things like meats, eggs, even certain produce. We're not able to keep for long periods of time, so it really impacts what we're able to give our families.
What is something that most people don't know about food insecurity?
I think the biggest thing for me is that food insecurity doesn't look one way. I think that people have this idea of what a hungry person looks like in their minds. and it often is not reflective of what hungry people actually look like. They look like you and me. These are people that show up to work. They have jobs. They're productive members of society. And they ultimately want what we want. We want our babies to be fed and we want to be nourished. And many of us are just one paycheck away from being hungry. So I think it's this idea that hunger has to look or act a certain way. It doesn't. Your neighbors could be hungry.
And I think another thing people don't think about often is, like, we've all experienced the, you know, temporary, I didn't eat a meal today and now I'm like extra grumpy, or I'm not performing as well as I would like to at work. Mm-hmm. And if that's something that's looming over your head all the time, there's a psychological impact, there's a productivity impact, there's a way that you communicate with other people impact that I think people don't think about at all.
Absolutely. And if you're not your best self and you're hungry, imagine what a kid is like when they've not had food or they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And also with food insecurity, normally there are other insecurities that people are dealing with, whether that's job insecurity, transportation insecurity, housing insecurity. So these kids are really, you know, dealing with so many different things that are really beyond what they should be dealing with. And it just reminds me that it is really about community, and we could not do this work without people like Goldfish Swim that really step up, because I tell people all the time, it's not just an apple, right? It is really a way to ensure that kids have the foundation that they need for a healthy life. And without food, without sustenance, good nutrient-dense food, we're setting a lot of kids up for just a struggle and a life that they shouldn't have to fight so hard for.
That's the voice of Harmony Chavis, the Director of Development at Table. She's here with Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School, as part of Goldfish's Community Superstar of the Month series. So, Danelle, before we move on to some Goldfish-specific things, anything else you want to shout out about Table?
So, the really cool thing that we're going to be doing with Table this month is we are actually going to bring back our open swims that are going to be open to the community now. Since COVID, we've had them specifically just for currently enrolled members, and most of them are free for currently enrolled members. And that was due to, you know, spacing issues and safety issues, you know, keeping everyone safe and healthy. But it's time to open it back up to the community and open our pool up as a space for people to come in and swim and have fun. And with that, we're opening that up this month. With that, we're going to be donating all of our open swim admission fees to Table this month, as well as all of our Snack Shack and Quarter Candy proceeds too. We're just excited to be able to partner with Table this month.
Let's get those dates and times out there again. The open swim, the triumphant return of open swim to Goldfish Swim School. What times could people find those in the general public?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can either anyone can find them if they go on our website and click on our hours. The open swim hours are on there, but if I'm just going to list them off right now too as well. Of course, we've got some midday open swims. We've got Tuesdays from 12:45 to 2 p.m. And then we've got a Sunday time from 11:15 to 12:15. And then we've got a Friday night time as well from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And anyone can come in. Families, it's $5 per person or $15 max per family. So if you have more than three, it wouldn't be more than $15.
That's the voice of Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. We also have Harmony Chavis, the Director of Development at Table. And we are just about out of time. So first of all, Danelle, is there anything else fun going on at Goldfish right now that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I mean, it's always fun at Goldfish. but I guess we've got our Jumpstart clinics still going on this month. We're going to wrap those up at the end of this month. It's week-long clinics. A lot of progress in 1 week. It's really fun to see.
And Harmony, is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Absolutely. So we are having issues finding rice. So we are doing a rice drive right now for one pound bags of rice. And you guys can drop that off at 209 East Main Street in Carrborough.
All right. Get the word out there. The rice is needed at Table. And I think we'll get a few pounds of rice over to Table from this interview, I think.
Can she add one more thing in there?
Absolutely.
And we're also looking for delivery drivers. Our routes can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. It's a great way to get your kids involved this summer with some volunteer work, or you can do it with one of your friends or coworkers.
To learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, go to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. can also just search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all the great organizations they partner with each month, including Table for this month. So Danelle, Alex, and Harmony Chavis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.